We do anticipate reopening every day. We're making the preparations.
That's Square Barrel's co-owner, Thomas Ray. Like many local restaurants, he's preparing his business to resume dine-in service at the end of this week. It's been more than 2 months since restaurants were forced to close their dining rooms because of the COVID-19 pandemic. During that time, Ray's restaurant has been relying on takeouts and deliveries to help generate some revenue. Ray says they've had to get creative, like selling to-go cocktail kits.
We've created some branded content. Like, we want people to experience a restaurant quality evening while they were at home. So we came up with this concept, Charcuterie and Chill, where we created take-home charcuterie boards, and we paired it with Prisoner Wine, which is a beautiful Zen wine, and kind of get couples together to go out and have a date night while they're staying at home.
Like many restaurants in the state, these efforts have not resulted in the business breaking even. Ray says Square Barrels is lucky to have a good relationship with its landlord and could take advantage of several government relief programs. Both have helped, but he's looking forward to reopening his dining room. He says he and his business partners have thoroughly read Honolulu's reopening guidelines.
We've redone the entire restaurant from top to bottom, and what I'm reading is not excessive. What they're asking us to do, I mean, it's very doable. We ran a very clean, sanitary restaurant prior to COVID-19, and the ability to be in business is what we're striving for, and we want to do business in this city in a safe way for our customers and our community as a whole.
Ray hopes a vaccine is created soon. But for now, he's happy to have a shot at doing what he loves.
We're not like doing this to become millionaires. We're small business owners. The chance to be able to serve customers face-to-face and following these guidelines is exciting for us because we crave that interaction. And even though the community has been tremendously supportive, it's not the same when you're passing someone a bag over a barrier because of social distancing. But just that interaction, we'll be able to get that back, and I'm really excited about that.
But reopening restaurant dining rooms doesn't mean they're out of the woods. Ray makes this appeal to the public.
A recent statistic stated that 80% of restaurants that are independent aren't going to recover from this crisis. And if you can imagine a city with 80% of our favorite restaurants gone, it's heartbreaking. It's going to be a blight on our city, and it's going to be jobs that might take 5-10 years to replace. So if you can and you have the means, please choose a local independent restaurant during this time, because they need your help now more than ever.
From Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Casey Harlow.